10:26 p.m., Greenway's Grocer's parking lot, North Bank, New York.
Thanks for coming to the meat stand, friend.
Whatever. I hate you.
Mom?
93.3 The Egg, North Bank's only FM radio station.
All right, we are back here on the Hot Dirt Show with Malcolm Derringer from Greenway's Grocers.
What the crud?
Thanks for having me on, Zach.
I mean, you emailed me so many times about it that I figured I may as well, you know, give you a shot on the show here.
Persistence, what can I say?
All right, so you're here to promote some sort of, what is it, a bingo game? Is that right?
Yeah, a couple buddies from the store and myself are going to be hosting a big game of bingo down at the Elderly Emporium this Friday, and, you know, admission is free, but boards are $2 apiece.
Excuse me, Brian? Can I have some hot dogs, please?
Shh, I'm listening.
You can't listen and get me hot dogs at the same time?
No, are you kidding? That's a level of multitasking I haven't even considered tapping into yet.
So you're doing bingo this Friday at... What time are you thinking? What is going on?
10 a.m.
10 a.m.? That's pretty early, don't you think?
I mean, 10 a.m. is like midnight to an old person.
All right, well, if you are looking for something fun to do this Friday morning, North Bank, head on down to the Elderly Emporium for some bingo hosted by the Greenways boys.
Greenways gang. Bring lots of cash.
Okay, how many hot dogs did you want? Where'd he go?
I think you split, Bri guy.
Oh, okay.
You all right, buddy? You've had that 1,000-mile stare lately. Reminds me of the way I looked at my wife throughout the 90s.
Yeah, I'm fine. Just contemplating love and romance. Normal dude stuff.
You know, if you ever need someone to talk to...
Yes, I know I can talk to you.
No! What? Hell no! I was gonna say, if you ever need someone to talk to, I know of a couple hookers that are real chatty during sex.
Of course you do.
But they give very mediocre rim jobs, so watch out!
Ooh, I'm pretty good at basketball, so I could probably help him there. Mother makes me shoot free throws for 2 hours every night.
Cool, man. Whatever. I'll see ya.
Where are you going? We're hanging out.
No, you got it all wrong. You're hanging with me. I ain't hanging with you. Peace.
You're listening to Overnighters, a tale of the Greenways Grocer's graveyard shift and those who work it. I'm Aldo Woods.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
All right, come on. Let's get in there and set all this shit up.
Right through here.
Is your phone playing music, Malcolm?
No. Also, your dick is hanging out, JB.
Huh? Oh, the gown must have been put on backwards. Sorry. How long has it been like that?
Ever since you walked up. Here we go, boys! Welcome to Bongo Night! Hey, pass the joint there, Slong.
Boys! Skiddly bop! I didn't know yins were down with Bongo Night. About damn time y'all had some fun.
What the hell is going on here?
It's Bongo Night! That's what you guys wanted to participate in! Oh yeah!
Bingo! Bingo's what we are gonna do!
Bingo? Damn, bruh! What you think this is? An old folks home or something?
It is. That's exactly what it is.
Nah, B. You, like the rest of the plebes of the world, got it all wrong.
I got it, Slong Daddy. This place is a senior center, Whiteys. It ain't no old folks home. Sure, you can live at the Elderly Emporium, and sure as hell y'all can die here. But damn, we living too.
Damn right.
Damn right.
So get your sorry asses up there and play some bongos like you said you would.
I never said I was going to play a bongo. I'm here to do bingo, and that's it.
Well, son, you can play bingo if you want, but the rest of us are gonna act like a bunch of mad, chill humans and zone out to some bongos.
JB! You play the bass, right?
This can't be that much different.
What? I can't play anything.
Shut the hell up. We all know you're the doctor. You're gonna play those damn bongos till your gay ass hands bleed.
Fine.
What can I do, Henry?
You're young. You got any weed?
Boy, Arnie got the most bunk-ass weed in the game.
My weed isn't bunk-ass. It's kick-ass.
Kick-ass? You sound like some Brian Tony-ass bitch right now.
My weed is dope, Schlong, and you know it.
Whatever, bruh. You can go get it, but I ain't puffing tough on that stuff. No way, no how.
Arnie, can we talk for a second?
Literally 1 second.
What the hell?
I'm out.
Please, get back here.
What do you possibly need from me, Malcolm?
What about the game? We had to make money off this somehow. That's why we are here, you know? To make some fucking money for the store?
It'll be fine, Malcolm. It goes through ebbs and flows. Every year it gets slow and then picks back up around holiday season.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one buying out all the Sweet Baby Ray's every week just to make it seem like we're making money overnight.
That's you? Damn, I was wondering where it was all going.
Not the point at all, Arnie.
Chill, please, just chill. This is a blessing in disguise. I have a bunch of weed in my car that we can sell to these old-timers. Let's just get in there, get to know them a bit, and we'll sling some stuff before we split.
Are you sure that'll work?
Are you serious? We're gonna make triple, no, quadruple the amount of money we would have playing bingo.
Alright, man. Whatever you say, I trust you.
Good. Now come on, get up there and smack some bongos with JB. It'll be fine.
Wasn't that weird?
What's that?
Normally you hook your bro up with a hug after a little heart-to-heart, don't you?
I'm not hugging you, if that's what you're asking.
Damn it.
Brother, get those bongos! Malcolm, Malcolm, come here, buddy. Take a hit off of this. North Bank's finest kush.
I don't know. I don't really smoke.
Man, you gonna disrespect the elderly like that?
You're gonna disrespect us like that?
Jesus, all right. I'll smoke the damn thing.
Wow! What is in this? What the hell am I smoking this out of? Is this bong made of wood? That's some bank bomb! Only available this time of year. Mr. Derringer grows it in an old canoe that sits in Tawny Stream.
Wait, who grows it there?
Are you deaf? Mr. Derringer, you nincompoop!
Wait, which one is he?
Right over there, 5 o'clock.
A.M. or P.M.?
It doesn't make a fucking difference. Don't you know how clock-based directions work?
Yeah, if time is P.M., you go left. If time is A.M., you go right.
I don't even get your logic with that! He's over there! Look at my finger and follow it!
Mr. Derringer?
Hands where I can see you.
Put that damn gun down, Leonard.
Yes, please put the gun down, sir.
All right. You can't be going around sneaking up on people like me, though. Next time that happens, you'll get your damn head blown off. Pow!
Sorry, Grandpa.
What the hell you call me?
Grandpa?
You lost me, kid.
silly Grandpa. It's me, Malcolm. Your grandson.
Malcolm, your father said you were dead.
What?
No, it was his mother that said he was dead.
Oh, whatever.
I'm not dead. I'm right here. I'm the manager of Greenways.
Oh, that shithole. Good riddance. Leave me alone to my weed, will you, Malcolm?
Malcolm, there you are. How you doing, sir? Are you satisfied with your marijuana?
Damn it! Get off my lawn, will you?
Thank you.
That was my grandpa, Arnie.
I don't care. We need more bud in here. They're starting to run out, and now is the perfect time to sell.
Yeah, it looks like everyone is packing up, honestly. It's fine. Ebbs and flows, right? We'll pick back up. Don't you worry about it.
They're packing up because there ain't no weed.
Yeah, bruh. There ain't no weed.
So what do you want me to do?
Go out to the car and get it, obviously.
Okay. Good idea. I'll go get it. We'll sell some. Then hit the road.
Sure, if that's what you want to do. But JB drove, so you'll have to get him to stop playing.
Yeah, Mom, thanks for the scanner. It's all plugged in and working just fine. No, nothing interesting yet, just some chit-chat. Yes, I'll keep my ears open if I hear anything about boyfriend Gary. Ew, Mom, I'm not going to call him your F-buddy. Goodbye.
Yeah, Tommy. I gotta swing home to kiss my little Bobby Sue goodnight. Then I can meet you over at 5 Carat after.
Sounds good to me, buddy. I gotta swing over to I Got Anyways for my Friday confessional.
You're still doing that?
Sinner gone sin, baby. Was thinking about Lieutenant's big old titties the other day, and now I just feel bad.
You're right. God, I am so horny right now.
Yuck.
Yeah, we've got an 2950 over at the Elderly Emporium. Guess some guy by the name of Derringer pulled a gun on someone. I'm gonna go give it a look-see.
Mr. Malcolm?
I told you, no calls during the daytime, Brian.
I know, I'm sorry. Is Malcolm with you? Are you at the Emporium?
Yeah, why do you ask?
I was just wondering if... Damn it! The Taurus!
Camptown Racers, sing this song. Doo-dah, doo-dah. Camptown Racers, sing this song. Oh, the doo-dah day. Oh, Mary Jane, where are you? Holy Christmas! That's a lot of chronic! What the...
How you doing tonight, sir?
I'm okay, officer. Just will be on my way.
Whoa, slow down. What's that in your hands there?
Flowers? Flowers for my lady friend?
Doesn't smell like it. Can I see an ID, please?
I only have my local pool ID on me, but sure.
Derringer. Turn around and put your hands behind your back.
What? Why?
You're under arrest for threat with a deadly weapon and possession of an illegal substance. A lot of it, too.
This isn't mine. I swear. Go inside and ask.
This is Officer Vince Neal. I'm down at the Elderly Emporium. Just got Mr. Derringer into cuffs, and I'm going to bring him down to the station.
No. See, you got me confused with the other Mr. Derringer. He's a different guy.
Hear it all the time. We'll let the legal system deal with you, scumbag.
Overnighters is a Hot Dirt production and is brought to you in part by 93.3 The Egg in North Bank, New York. This week's episode was written by Zach Pape and was made possible through the voices of Eric Hughes, Keith Baytug, Mark Wallner, Kyle Rogers, Tyler Dragonette, and Isaiah McClure. Please check us out on the web at hotdirt.net. Search Hot Dirt on YouTube to see some videos, including our full-length sketch film titled Almost Awesome, as well as following us on Instagram at Hot Dirt Show. And finally, we're going to wrap up Season 2 very, very soon with a couple more episodes. But for now, thanks for listening, and we will see you next time for more Tales from the Graveyard Shift on Overnighters.